All right. Well, welcome to season one, episode six of the TCFL podcast. I'm your host, Toff Terrors, along with my co-host, Zula Ferilla.
What's up, guys?
So today we are joined by a special guest star. You may know him from certain consolation championships in 2018 and a BBB ball team of the early 2000s. That's right. It's the Wet Bandits. Welcome.
Hey, guys. Thanks for having me.
So I think what we'll do today is we'll just go over your team. There's quite a bit of free agency stuff that's been happening around your team, so that'll be interesting to talk about, I think. But, you know, the first thing we always want to do here is talk about your team name. So you've had a couple of them. So let's chat real quick about Urban Underachievers. Tell me about your very first team name.
You know, I'd totally forgotten that was my name. I think it was only for a couple of years. I think that, I mean, that was a Big Lebowski reference, I think, right?
Duh.
Yeah.
Yeah, so, you're right.
I think I'll out myself.
I've never seen it.
You haven't?
Nope.
Oh, well, then the name probably made no sense. It probably made no sense to you at all, huh?
Yeah, I'll have to go watch it.
It was not a big movie like Joe Somebody was.
Wow. What a pull.
Yes.
I have probably seen Joe Somebody about 15 times, but it's only the same 15 seconds every time.
Just the 2 second scene. Yeah, uh-huh. We'll see it.
We had to watch it at Christmas this year, Chris, just so you know.
That's right. Oh. Sorry. It's on repeat at my house, so.
Oh, my.
So what happens. All right. But your second team name. Wet Bandit. I think we all know kind of where Wet Bandits comes from, but confirm it.
Yeah. Oh, well, I mean, that was obviously a reference to some of the greatest villains in the history of the movies. I think we're all probably similar vintage here, right? So I remember, you know, 10 years old about peeing my pants in the movie theater watching Home Alone. So, yeah, and now we're old enough to share that with our kids, and they have the same reaction. So.
Yep. That's one of the best.
Yep. So
what team did you take over for? Do you remember?
Oh boy.
You know Eric?
Yeah, I do. Let's see if he remembers.
I don't remember. The team was terrible when I took over. I know that. Hold on. I don't remember.
It was one of the owners I had a small beef with. I think it was Jeff Fike.
Yeah. Cause yeah. I remember the old team name used to be the Mother Fikers, right?
Yeah. I think that's right.
Yeah.
Yeah, so glad to have you in.
Oh, thanks. I don't know if I ever met him. I met a handful of guys in the league way back in college, but I don't think he was one of them.
No.
Yeah. Let's chat about that a little bit. So you go back with a lot of these guys, like you said, to Buena Vista College there and basketball. And, you know, I'm sure Brian's got a couple of stories probably – you know, of one of the best Buena Vista basketball players in history.
Well, but I thought this podcast is about my team, though, not somebody else. No, Brian and I were same class, so we were freshmen back in '99. And I remember, Zola, if you remember, that was the class, like, BV had no big guys. So our VH recruited every big guy, within a five-hour area of BV. And I remember there's probably like 10 or 12 guys in our class, and I'm about 6'4". I think I was probably the third shortest out of everybody in that freshman class. So,
oh, man,
I know not all of us made it to the end. Zilla was just me and you, wasn't it?
And Byer.
Yeah.
Yep.
Oh man,
it was started about what, 7 or 8 maybe, and made it to the end.
Yeah.
Only two of the three played. But we'll just leave out the names on who that was. I do remember, though, of that freshman class. I remember that freshman dorm and walking into your room. And back then, you had to have three to a room. I think we didn't have enough dorm rooms or something. And it was you and Robbie Byer at like 6'8", and then Matt Berryhill at like 6'6", all like over 230 pounds. You guys are sharing this tiny little dorm room.
Oh yeah, I'm the smallest guy in the room.
Incredibly packed in there. So poor guys.
Yeah, it was awesome and smelly, and
yeah, it was horrible.
Oh, I bet. Did you guys ever make a Division III NCAA? You did, right?
Three of them.
Yeah,
three of them.
Yep.
See, now here's your chance.
Sweet 16 senior year.
Yeah.
Yeah. Freshman senior year, we got Sweet 16. But
I remember watching it. I think I went to Wartburg College one time and watched you guys. Because I was in Mankato.
Oh, yeah. So, I don't know if you want to hear any junior varsity stories, but I can fill you in whenever.
Todd, do you remember our first game ever when we were freshmen? We played at Clark College.
Yeah.
And we get about 15, 20 minutes away from the college, and I realize I don't have my shoes. So first game ever, I forget my shoes.
A little nervous.
Oh, just freaking out, and I'm looking around the bus. Who's got shoes I can wear, right? Well, who's got size 14 shoes? Well, Zilla does, right? So we had to coordinate. He's coming off the game at the end of the JV game, taking his shoes off as he's
running
off the court, hands them off to me as I'm going out to warm up.
That's unbelievable.
That is amazing. How'd they work for you? How'd you play that game?
I don't even remember. Okay. I think I had
25 dunks and,
yeah, right.
And three three-pointers.
Best
yeah.
game ever.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Thanks for those shoes.
That's a great one.
Yeah.
Oh, that's awesome.
And senior year, I lived with Brian and Craig, Tim, the Feelers, yep. And right. Dowling.
That's so, right.
About half the league.
That's half the league, yeah.
Uh-huh.
That's awesome.
Yep.
Yeah, so you guys go way back. So let's get a little bit back into what people actually want to hear about fantasy football.
they don't want to hear this.
Maybe. Actually, it's probably more entertaining. But so your team, you finished seventh in 2018, but you ended up winning the consolation. So thus, mm-hmm. with the new rules, giving you the number one overall pick. So let's stop there. What are you going to do? You're on the clock, actually, already. So,
well, I'm probably going to screw it up because I don't know anybody in this league who's drafted worse than I have since I got here. If you look at my starting, everybody that I keep, there's one person I drafted out of all my keepers, and that's Christian McCaffrey. And so, just for fun, I look back at what I did last time I had the number one pick overall, because I've had that one other time, and that was the Trent Richardson year. So
yes.
Pick one.
Yes, previously mentioned on this podcast.
Pick second round, first pick, Justin Blackmon.
Oh.
Ooh.
Another
stellar.
Third round, first pick was David Wilson, who
I remember him.
I think he broke his neck about 20 minutes after I picked him. So.
Yep. So not good luck. So we'll see what you do with it this year then.
Yeah, absolutely. I don't know who's going to be there, so. I don't think there's anybody in the draft to get real excited about unless, Kyler Murray's the guy or something like that. But.
Yeah, there you go. Be your franchise quarterback.
Maybe. Maybe.
Yeah. So your average finishing position in 15 years of the league is 6.9.
Hmm.
Nice. Number 8 overall of 12 teams, but obviously you've owned the team for about, half those years? Five, six years?
Yeah, something like that.
Yeah, and kind of the number that stands out, though, is 0 TCFL championships. So
I got close once.
We got to get you up there again, making the playoffs and going all the way. So I sent you guys some notes, but for the rankings and stuff that I look at, you actually have the number 2 overall team according to the keeper ranking stuff. So and number 1 in all of running back and wide receiver combinations. So
I actually like my team. I liked it last year, but we just can't win.
You're young and you got a bunch of studs. So we might as well go with that right away. So you actually had quite a bit of impact to your team over the past couple of days. Odell gets traded. So he's a Brown now. Mm-hmm. So so talk about that stellar offense, and I'm sure he'll be a keeper of yours.
Oh, yeah, he will be. And he was a guy, another one that I didn't draft. He was another free agent pickup way back in whenever his rookie year was. Yeah, he had a hamstring injury to start the season.
Oh, that's right. Really?
Yeah, he missed the first 4 or 5 games.
Mm-hmm.
But, no, I've been worried about him staying in New York, obviously, because that offense is terrible. And he's in the prime of his career now. So
yeah, and they re-signed Eli for it. So
yeah, exactly, right? And now that, they got Saquon is in the backfield, so he doesn't have to share the field with him anymore. I mean, Barkley's going to get his fair share of touchdowns and receptions and yardage. So
sure hope
I think it's big. I think it's big for him. So, and also, I have Giants tight end too, so. Yeah. Obviously, I'm not going to be very good with that many Giants.
Well, I mean, does that open things up for Evan Engram then? Now that that Odell's gone for you, so you got to have a. Although, did you see the? I think it was news today that Golden Tate signed with the Giants.
Yeah, they got Tate, Sterling Shepard, Barkley, and Engram. So
yeah, so I wrote in my notes. I said Evan Engram is free. I said, where is he?
Because Golden Tate still is got, there now. He still got Eli though, too, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, unfortunately.
So no, I think that's good. That's big for Odell.
Yeah, yep. What's your take on his quarterback? His new quarterback.
I like him. I had him on my team this year for a little bit, and then I dropped him. But I think long term, it's a good fit for him. I think he can throw the ball down the field. So.
Yeah. And they got Kareem Hunt too, and
Chubb,
along with Nick Chubb. So yeah, it should be interesting to watch. They should do a Hard Knock season two with the Toms.
You know how cool that would be? That'd be amazing. I don't think they can do it though again, can they? Because they should have done them last year.
Yep. So, make an exception.
Well, they should.
You've never seen Big Lebowski. I've never seen Hard Knock. So I know.
Oh, you are missing out.
I know.
It's even good going back and watching the old ones too, because it's like, oh my gosh, look at the old guys in there. All right, so let's go on to some strengths. Obviously, like we said before, running backs and wide receivers, they're all young and good. You traded for Sony Michel, so you got another young stud to go with Christian McCaffrey, who's only in his like third year or something.
Yeah.
So you're pretty powerful there.
Yeah, McCaffrey is, but we'll see what Michel turns out to be. But I mean, you and I talked to you about trading for him for a while. So,
yeah, we were working on it for a bit.
We were, and I think with Brady, you know, on the back end of his career, maybe it sure seems like they're gonna build around the run game, and he's gonna be the guy there. So,
yeah, and Brian's got some vested interest in Brady there, so hopefully stick around and help you out too with Sony Michel.
Yeah, I think you're right about that. I think the biggest wild card is if what Belichick does with his running backs. That's always the question.
It is, but I mean, do you really see, you know, Rex Burkhead taking a bunch of carries from him, or who's the other one they signed?
James White.
Yeah, I think he's the guy. The other guys will get their touchdowns and carries, but I think he's the guy.
A sweet playoff run. So
yeah,
if it keeps up like that, that'll be some quite fine there.
No, thank you.
But you should thank me.
Uh-huh, exactly.
But you have on the end of your bench, though, the old guy himself just signed a 2-year contract. Adrian Peterson. Really? Yeah. 2 years, like, what was it, $8 million or something? He's getting paid to he's going to play for Washington again. So, which hurts me because I have guys. So I kind of wish he'd just go away. But, I mean, there's another option for you, maybe a little trading piece or something.
I don't think so either.
Yeah, but it might be a decent pickup, you know, in the draft somewhere, just as some depth. Who knows?
Sure.
It's going to work out with him. But and your wide receivers, just pure stud. Odell Beckham, obviously, and then Devontae Adams is probably your other keeper. I'm pretty sure you'll keep him over Dante Pettis and Larry Fitzgerald. Just a guess.
Yeah, for sure. And that's another one to thank you for, right?
I know. Christ, half your team is my guys.
I know. So, appreciate it.
Yeah. Yeah.
So change your name to the factory.
that Adams trade was a fleecing by you. Anyway.
I gave a second round pick for him, I think.
Yeah, I think maybe I upgraded to a second round. I think I gave you like Adams in a sixth or seventh or something like that.
That was when Jordy was still there, probably.
It was a couple of years ago now when he really wasn't anything. You know, his rookie year, he was pretty terrible. Then his second year, he was okay. And then I was like, I'm jumping ship.
Yeah.
And I dumped him off on you. And look at that.
He's
pretty good now. So, especially being the lone guy there with Aaron Rodgers, pretty much.
Yep.
So, see if they sign somebody too. But yeah, stud. Plus, like what I have said, the number one pick, big strength of yours too. So every round you get number one.
Yeah.
Fun draft for you.
Yeah. And I think, I mean, you look at my team, probably the weak parts are, I'm not going to spend a number one on a tight end, obviously. So we'll see. You know, maybe there's a quarterback there that's worth taking. It seems like there's going to be a few pretty good ones available. unless something changes. So
it could be. I mean, you saw the emails flying around this week about Cam's available because Baker Mayfield's a top five keeper quarterback now, according to Mike Choi. Andrew Luck is probably available because, of course, Boss Fight has number one and number two with Patrick Mahomes. So that might be a guy that you could target. But, yeah, we'll see. Maybe somebody will snipe in front of you and grab him in a trade, though, so you got to watch out.
Well.
You don't think so?
unless Zilla's going to do it.
Yeah, maybe. My quarterback's pretty young yet, but we'll see.
Yes, he is. Cool. Brian, you got any questions for Mr. Chris?
Not at this point. It's coming up, though.
You know, all right, so let's go opportunities. I don't know if you have much. Let's just talk, you know, real quickly about your quarterback, Trubisky. A little bit risky this year, the risky Trubisky. So we'll see, you know, what happens with the Bears. I love A-Rob, so it'd be nice to get him moving again with Trubisky. But thoughts on him?
There's enough quarterbacks. I mean, Trubisky's just a guy, you know. There's other guys out there, but he's in a good system. I am a Bears fan, and I know the coach really likes him. I try not to get too attached to players. Obviously, I like to trade them all away. But he's in a good system, so I stuck with him just because I just had for my own sanity to get rid of Russell Wilson this year, and we can talk about that later. But Seattle's just. They're frustrating because they're such a low-volume passing team that if he doesn't throw any touchdown passes, you're kind of stuck for that week. Mm-hmm. And so the first half of the year, he wasn't throwing touchdown passes, and I just wasn't winning. So I had to get rid of him just so I wasn't tempted to start him because nobody's going to argue that Wilson's not a better QB than Trubisky because he is. But for fantasy purposes,
And a 6 point per passing touchdown, and Trubisky has a couple of 6 touchdown passing games.
Right. I don't think he's my guy long term, but that could change. But I think there's not a lot of better options out there, and Wilson wasn't one of them. I didn't think so.
Yeah, easily replaceable. I think
you had Trubisky when you traded Wilson.
Yeah. Yep.
Did you think Trubisky would be your keeper going forward? Wilson?
I thought I was comfortable playing him the rest of the year just because there wasn't anybody better out there. And keeping him going forward, you know, year two in that system, it's, you know, it's the Chiefs system. They're going to put up points. So it's more of a bet on the system than him.
Okay.
Plus, like I said, there's guys out there, you know, there's quarterbacks out there that I don't see him being my guy long term, but. For now, I'm fine with it. I liked having Michelle as a running back with Trubisky at my quarterback better than not having a second running back.
Well, you can pick up Bortles and see where he lands.
don't give away my strategy here.
There's one guy on this podcast that thought he would be his keeper.
he almost was, too. almost was. In fact, he might have been 1 year. That's pretty sad.
It is.
Looking back on it. So
you supposedly won all these championships. You make that decision.
Oh, it was so close. So, well, let's go on to the strength of your management style, which is your trades. You are a trading machine. So unfortunately, there are only about 3 trades that happened in the league last year, and you were part of all 3. Let's talk about them a little bit. Which one was your favorite of all 3?
Well, I'd kind of lump 2 of them together because they were all part of the same thought process there. And when you can't draft very well, you got to get good players some other way. Right. So I don't know. You kind of gave me a hard time in the awards podcast about my Devontae Freeman pickup, but that was the best move of the year.
You should.
Yeah.
Okay.
So that was, you know, you and I had been talking about Sony Michel for the better part of a month, probably. And you said you wanted a first round pick for him. Well, I didn't want to give away my first round pick yet. So when Feelers dropped Freeman, I thought, well, you know, that's a really good player to be sitting out there. I'd like to have him on my team, whether I keep him and maybe he'll be an RB2 next year or figure out a way to trade him. Cause you know, there's only so many decent running backs out there. So yeah, I spent $40 in fab on him, but figured I could do something with him. And so, you know, I like to trade. So when, you know, if anybody ever gets trade offers from me, it's usually like Thursday night, Friday night, Saturday night, where I pour a whiskey and decide, let's send out a bunch of trade offers.
There we go.
I don't get any.
Well,
you'd say something about my team.
Yeah. So, I think we would all agree that if we could spend $40 in fab and like basically turning it into a number one pick, that we'd probably all do that. So pretty much what happened.
And I got rid of Russell Wilson at the same time, got rid of that headache for me. So, I think I helped I don't remember who I traded with, but I think I helped them out too.
I can't remember
in that trade. Yeah. I thought Wilson was an upgrade for him, and he needed a running back too. So I think it makes sense for him too. So,
but then for the listeners, go through each trade so that they know you're picking your favorite. The first one was Deion Lewis and the seventh rounder for a third round pick from the Feelers.
Yeah, that was Henry?
Derrick Henry.
Derrick Henry. Yeah, yeah. And Deion Lewis at the same time. And they were both terrible. No sense in having two terrible running backs from the same team. So
yeah, I'd say that was a good upgrade. Now you're a terrible drafter, so it'll turn into nothing.
Oh, yeah, it didn't matter. Yeah, exactly, right?
The second one was Chris Thompson, Derek Carr, and first-round pick from Barb Dar for Russell Wilson, Freeman, and a fourth-round pick. So that's the one we were just talking about.
Yep.
And
so Derek Carr and Chris Thompson are kind of throwaway guys. You're really going after that first-round pick, I'm assuming.
Yeah, no, exactly. Like I said, Eric said he needed a first-round pick for Sony Michel. So.
Yeah, so he just flipped it around.
Uh-huh. So I went back to him and said, hey, I got your first-round pick.
And there it is.
It's pretty good.
Let's do it.
Pretty good for picking up a free agent guy and a guy you were frustrated with. So, And the last one was Demaryius Thomas and Sony Michel in the seventh-round pick to the Terrors, from the Terrors for Galladay, Derrick Henry, and the first round pick, which seems pretty even. Now, I just want to note that both those two trades, those blockbuster trades, were on the same day on Halloween.
Is that right?
Were they really?
One was at 5 a.m., one was at 8 a.m.
Wow, that's amazing.
Yahoo. Same day, within 3 hours.
We move quick. Well,
at least they were approved that same day. I guess maybe they were done the previous day or something. So
that's good.
Well,
yeah, so cluster.
Yeah, DT probably was a nothing for you.
Right.
So
I got a question for you, though. Are you going to keep Kenny Galladay over Allen Robinson?
Oh, stay tuned. Future podcast potential.
Uh-huh.
I know, it's looking pretty promising, though. I like Kenny Galladay.
I liked him a lot, too.
I did, too.
I couldn't keep him. So
yeah,
I wasn't going to. I would have liked to keep him so you couldn't have him. But I wasn't going to hold up a trade over a guy I couldn't keep anyway. You know?
Depending on how that first rounder turns out, this could be the most even trade.
Really even.
Yeah, I thought so too.
Yeah, I think it'd probably turn out for both of us. I mean, I like having the first rounder and Kenny G, and I'm sure you know you like Sony Michel there too. So I think you're pretty much set.
Yeah,
for keepers anyway.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, well that's fun. Reviewing all the crappy trades that I make and all the good decisions you make. So, Brian, you got to get in on trading here, especially with Chris. He's
I know. Guy. I try. But like I said, my guys are too old. Nobody wants old guys in a dynasty league.
You never know. Just catch me really late on a Thursday.
That's a good tip, actually.
Yeah. I might actually do it.
All right. You checking your email late? Here comes one in for you.
Mm-hmm.
Very good. All right, you got anything else there, Zilla?
I only like one more thing. I always like to ask if you have any big regrets, drops, or trades. And then on the flip side, any lucky breaks or fortunate free agent signings or trades. We kind of talked about Freeman. That's probably one. Any regrets or embarrassing drops, trades?
I wish I hadn't dropped Baker Mayfield. He'd be about the only one. I mean, it regrets is – you know, every draft pick I ever make.
Yeah.
that's about it. So.
Sounds like you should pour yourself a whiskey into a draft then.
Well, I'll have another one.
Maybe it'll get better.
Well, I'm going to mark my calendar for Halloween 2019. I'm going to send you a whole bunch of
what's going to happen. Don't wait. Start now.
awesome.
Problem is I need a quarterback. You don't got that.
No, I do not.
Nope. Middle of the year, though, he'll have another one for you.
I'll have two.
All right. Well, that was fun. Appreciate you coming on and sharing your secrets about your team, talking about the studs you have, the fleecing you do, and hopefully we'll have you on again soon.
That'd be fun. Anytime, guys. Just the main thing is somehow I got to figure out how to win. So if you guys can teach, if I can come on, you guys can teach me how to do that.
Keep listening. I'm in.
Yeah, that's right. Keep listening. We'll all give our tips.
All right. Thanks, Chris.
Yeah. Thanks guys. Talk to you later.
Talk to you later.
See ya.
Well, there you go. Thanks again, Wet Bandits, for sharing your team. I'm doing the third installment of the team analysis series here for the TCFL podcast. Again, you can reach the podcast, the TCFL podcast at gmail.com. Still no emails, so I'm feeling quite loved there, guys. At the TCFL podcast on Twitter. Obviously, I'm at Eric Toft. We've got at Toft Brian for the co-hosts. And Chris has one too. I think it's some sort of at BV Beaver One or some funny, interesting Twitter handle like that. Go follow him. Again, thanks for listening. You can find this podcast on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Stitcher, and all the rest of them you like to listen to. So appreciate you guys listening and downloading, and we will talk to you next week. Later.